This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Between concerns over produce contamination, viruses, our desire to lower our carbon footprint, and eat healthier, vegetable gardening has increased in popularity by the handfuls of soil. Vegetables are a major player in the world of gardening. I love walking out the door with a basket in hand and shopping for tasty tomatoes, green beans, and whatever else is ripe. I want you to love it also. If you're newer to gardening or tired of fighting diseases, consider planting disease-resistant varieties. These are plants that have been bred to be more disease-resistant with plants that are naturally more disease-resistant. They're not genetically engineered with certain herbicides or pesticides. Even though they may be exposed, these varieties have the capacity to fight the infection. As you page through the seed catalogs, you'll find initials either following the name of the variety or somewhere in the description to tell you what disease they're resistant to. There's usually a glossary in the catalog somewhere to tell you what the initials stand for. Johnny's Seeds has a very comprehensive list of codes. I have that link on my website, gardenbite.com, and a link to Cornell University that has a comprehensive list of vegetables that are disease resistant. If a plant's listed as good disease resistance without any initials, it's not really telling you anything except that the plant's vigorous. Choose something else. Tomatoes are usually the first choice for new gardeners, and there are plenty of good choices, which I'll have, again, on GardenBite.com, including 2020 AAS winners. Galahad has a high level of late blight resistance, while Early Resilience is a Roma tomato that's very resistant to blossom end rot. Some heirloom varieties don't have as much disease resistance, but I wouldn't discourage you from trying them. After all, they're heirloom. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.